Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashler Nation. We're back with another riveting episode of Space Trashler.
A.K.A. Shrimpnado.
Shrimpnado. We are coming at you live to talk about shrimp and only shrimp on this episode of Space Trash Podcast, the Trashler edition, where we are going to discuss all things shrimp, Shanae, and what's another shush?
She shed
by the seashore in Houston, Texas. I'm your host, Sarah Armour, and this is my lovely co-host for the evening,
Casey Bunker.
Boom. Growing. Okay, so let's just dive in here, because I actually feel like even though there was a lot of drama on this ep, it's almost as if, aside from the one-on-one date, nothing happened.
Right, yeah, it really just... I don't know how it all unfolded so slowly.
Shrimpnado, no. Is that funny?
Absolutely. Hey, hey. Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, we got right into it. Shrimpnay continues to be the villain right from the jump here. She really focused it this time. She took the energy and put it all on the shrimp thing.
No, I mean, to the point where, like, you can watch the camera zooms. She's actually turned shrimp into a character on the show. We start right away with this conflict. And actually, Clayton sends home the chef. Maybe that's the other shh here. He sent home the chef of the shrimp that Shanae ate, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth's chef.
I gotcha. We don't see everything. But, like, if Clayton was feeling like, do I trust myself? It's like, the answer is a hard no, dog. Like, what a bad call. What an incredibly bad call. Elizabeth's time here was nothing but I think what we can say, if she isn't too old to do it, she could be a guaranteed paradise.
She deserves a redemption tour from these producers, for sure.
She had no shot. She didn't even get a chance to have, like, a normal dating experience for whatever reason. Well, because I think that she and Shanae either made love or made out or just had a connection before the show started ever filming that actually... Because otherwise, what is Shanae upset about? If she's not in love with Elizabeth, what is she upset about?
Well, I think she's kind of just taking Cassie's whole playbook and just furthering it.
Yeah, but did Cassie throw anybody under... Cassie didn't throw anyone under the bus as much as, like, she just was way too high testosterone, I think, for the girls.
Well, she was, like, kind of saying, stir it up, be the villain, like, get in there, and you got to make your presence known. And Shanae has taken that to the next level. Now, what's odd is that, like, you see, obviously, the last rose goes to Shanae, tale as old as time. The villain gets the last rose. And you think to yourself, well, obviously, the producers made him give the rose to Shrimpnay instead of Eliza Chef. However, as the date progresses...
Chef and Beth rhyme. Yes, I'm really sorry. That's great. That's great, Casey.
Thank you. I'm doing the Lord's work here. I mean,
fuck,
I really...
Fuck yeah, man. Okay, sorry.
So by the end of the episode, he... has a real makeout with Shrimpnay, and
he lifts her body up and sits her on the bar that then they both agreed was pretty sturdy. All I can hope is that because of that Chiron moon conjunction in Leo, it's almost like he feels maybe endeared to her, because at certain points in his own life he either felt outcasted or bullied. And then I guess the other piece of it might be that, like, he doesn't... I mean, look, this guy clearly has blinders on. Like, he doesn't want to see. Like, it's almost like he's so wounded that he's like, I don't... if somebody truly is evil and wreaking havoc on my season, like, it's easier to just, like, no, you see, I lifted her onto the bar, we made out, it was good, you know. But then again, her sum up of the kiss was so gay, which was just like, she was talking about it like in terms of the other girls like competing, and then she's like, and honestly, I was hot and bothered. It's like, no one has ever seemed less hot and bothered than you saying I'm a hot and bothered. It's like, okay.
Right. And he doesn't seem to be able to see at all that she's not in, like, at least from where we're standing and the parts that we're seeing, she just seems to see it as a competition. She does not seem interested in this man at all. And he's not getting it, but you're right with the Leo Chiron. I think that moment that she grabbed him at the beach and just sucked his face off in front of everyone, he got validated in a way that he hadn't been before.
Yeah.
And that stuck with him.
Well, maybe he was valid in a way that he hadn't been since Cassidy. But without Cassidy, there's no one really playing that alpha role in the makeout game, right? Like everyone else, he has to sort of pursue to whatever degree. I mean, it's The Bachelor. No one's pursuing anybody. But like, he has to lean in for the kiss, I guess. And with both Cassidy and Shanae, there really is sort of a resign. It's like, yeah, have your way with me, you psychos.
You're taking it to the next level.
If it hadn't been for the fuck buddy, I think Cassidy would probably still be here too. Like, I do get the sense from Clayton that like, he isn't used to being pursued. Like, I think deep down, and I think it's probably why he's such like, you know, they saw it right away, the producers, because they were like, oh, he's perfect for The Bachelor, because like, he didn't get kissed until college. Like, there's just something about him that is very like genuinely insecure, which is charming, and it does make for a good you know, not host, but a good Bachelor.
Lead,
right, because it's like, he is malleable, like the women be fucking with him.
Yeah, and he can't really trust these women that are playing coy because he doesn't have the confidence to believe that they would be so into him. So he trusts the girl who's taking action.
Right. That's exactly right.
That's exactly the last person that he should trust. Now, this is a good segue into our girl, Rach. Okay. Because I do think Rach is kind of a white horse or a dark horse for the subtle, what's it called? Big dick energy. She's kind of like, she's playing the long game, and she does know what she's doing when she just talks in a whisper, even though she's on a microphone, so it really doesn't matter at all. But she creates this ambiance and this intimacy.
Well, you know what it is. It's like when you get a message from the cockpit when you're on a plane and you're like, wow, the pilot even said, have a great flight, everybody. But then there's that air of mystery, which is like, well, no, we don't go up there. That's where the pilot. I do think it is a very cool job. Like, for her to be a pilot, a lady pilot on The Bachelor is certainly unique. I don't know if we've ever, again, I'm a sort of a newbie in the nation, but I have never seen a
lady pilot. Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, a lady pilot is a dope moniker. That's a really cool, you know, sort of way to be known. That's a really cool job. And I mean, I guess I don't know. Like, even
very,
if
very good for the Tinder profile.
Very good for Tinder. Well, and it's also very good for anybody who's, I mean, somebody who's like gone half the time, you're going to keep that spark alive. Like, I feel like there's my boyfriend in college and after college ended up getting a job with the Redskins where he traveled sometimes, but then he switched to the Capitals, which is the hockey team, and he was gone all the time, which in certain ways was not good, but in other ways, it was like to miss him was so awesome. Like, he was gone, but not because of me. I knew he was working.
It was still hot at the time, whether it led to something good or not.
Absolutely. And there was something, when he started traveling more, it really did make me appreciate the time we had together. I feel like because this show is so high stakes, it ends in an engagement. There is that, like, probably always that ticker in the back of someone's mind, or at least there would be in mine, which is like, can I spend every day with this person? Can I act? I've only spent, you know, 30 minutes tops with them in 8 weeks. Can I actually be with them on a regular basis? And I think that the gift of pilot Rachel is that you never have to be with her all of the time. And I think that's very attractive.
Yeah, and especially for Clayton, I mean, who knows what the future holds for him? He could end up being like a college football coach or something like that. Something like, at this point, he's an influencer, if nothing else, which probably does involve a bit of travel. I don't know for sure. Not quite there yet,
right,
personally. Right. But yeah, I mean, there's a chance if these two go like the somewhat, you know, D-list celebrity route or however this ends up, that some traveling's involved anyway. So why not bring a pilot into it? Sounds great. Excellent. Then you're getting free miles. You're going all over the place. And she exudes this, this deep confidence. That's very like, she has me. Okay,
she's confident. No, she is genuinely confident.
She's genuinely confident. And I got to tell you, the whole time I've been watching this season, I'm going, who does this girl look like? It's a seed in the deep crevasses of my brain, right?
Yeah, who does? And she does look like someone.
She does. And I'm thinking it's like a young girl who played like the cool girl on like Boy Meets World or something, but it wasn't Boy Meets World. This episode finally clicked. Guess who she is?
Who?
Stephanie Tanner's bad influence friend, Gia. She looks just like her.
Wait, I'm pulling up a photo of Gia. I can picture her in my mind, like,
you know it. She got Steph to smoke cigs in the bathroom.
Right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Hold on. Let me pull her up real quick because I actually want to confirm. Wow, that is who she looks. Obviously the one to be. But it's like Gia was like that really hot girl while somehow remaining approachable. Like she's not like Angelina Jolie, va-va-voom. She's just like pretty.
Because Gia, I feel like Gia's the girl who would like insult you, but then like give you a cigarette and be like, come on, whatever. Like, I'm just, whatever.
Well, so, isn't that so like a pilot too, which is like, you know, I'm that nice girl. I talk quietly, even though I know I'm mic'd up. So there's strategy, but like low key, LOL, you want to get out of here? Let me get my plane. It's like, wow.
Total GM move.
I would take a fucking plane.
Let me blow your mind just a little bit further. Okay. Further. She also, Marla Sokoloff is her name, played Joey Tribbiani's younger sister who got pregnant.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've sort of, she's someone that's like been in my thoughts. Like, I always wondered, like, I wonder where she is now. I actually really like her.
Yeah, me too. Like, let's give her a reboot spinoff as long as we're giving them out here, left, right, center. Make it Gia. Make it, and his sister's name was Gina, I think.
Wow.
Gina. And then,
wait, speaking of which, though, tell me about this moment, because I was sort of like second screening, because once I realized this episode was good, when it started in with Shanae v. Elizabeth, I was like, oh, I could send emails while I sent a manual email,
absolutely.
I sent a bunch of follow-ups. Then on the date, my ears perked up, because were they broing on his middle name is Ray and her last name is Ray-kia?
Oh, I missed his middle name. Is that what they were
saying? Because he was like, what's your name? What's your last name? He's just really trying to get her some followers or something. But he's like, what's your last name? What's your last name?
And yeah, I couldn't find her on the gram, but sometimes it takes a little while.
Well, so her name is Rachel Ray, yeah, or whatever. And then he's like, oh, that's so crazy because like my name is Clayton Ray.
Oh, I didn't catch the Ray.
So maybe I was just not paying attention and I was making connections in my head. So maybe I'm the one that is hating on myself here. But the way that I heard it was like, she was like, my name is like Rachel Reiki. And he was like, okay, well, that's crazy because my name is Clayton Rayhart, which sounds like sort of similar.
Crazier things have actually happened, but sure. Yeah, if that's what you want to take that and run with it and make this girl the girl you propose to because you literally have no other like reason to choose because you have no idea how to choose between all these people, you do that, Clayton. You do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just think so. She's basically Gia. She's Gina, but this girl overall has main character energy. Okay,
definitely.
She was controlling the date, not controlling it, but just it's a subtle thing that she's got going on, and She did not bring in any of the Sharknado drama.
Right. Well, because I think that is one of the major sort of like tells of this show. Like if you're not actively involved in the drama and if you are not going to be the person, like the way that Katie Thurston confronted Matt about Victoria, I think that was admirable. It's why she stayed. But I mean, this whole group gets, like, demarcation in my book because how dare they wait until Elizabeth is kicked off to have this conversation? It's like, you know what? I feel like on some level, because I want to say that I don't think she would have won, but Elizabeth is the oldest woman there. She was beautiful, and she was honestly, this was an insurmountable task to take on the lies of Shrimp Nay.
Right.
Right? So it's like
in Shrimp Mountable.
on it was insurmountable. And it's like I feel like the cast on some level was like, you know what? Let's wait, because
they thought that Elizabeth would have handled it.
But let's talk about that then for a second. We'll skip around. But you know what? Anybody listening to this is sure to be watching the show. I can't imagine just being like, let me just listen.
Oh, yeah.
Hear their voices. I just want to hear their voices. Okay. So it's like,
well, that'd be nice.
Well, I mean, if you are, love you. And I just feel like you might listen to the regular pod for that, because it's more like celebrity. It's more pop. You might get some headlines out of the main show, but out of the Trashler show.
Yeah, and Molly and I basically have the same voice, so you're
very
getting...
similar. Yeah. Sisters with voice. The question I have is, okay, so let's talk about the Rumble for a minute. Let's talk about what went down at the very beginning between, because what a poor showing from that's where it's like she's all Pisces, because she did not manage this conversation properly. Like, I did like when she said to him, or when she said to Shanae, like, give me an example of bullying. Does it sound like bullying? But you know what? The truth is, she did lie. Why would she walk into that? She was in the hot tub. The actual point was that, why are we talking about when you handed my shrimp back to me in the hot tub? But it gets like, at that point, like, she did flub.
Yeah,
I actually went upstairs. Actually, it's on camera, you guys. This is shit is being videoed. Do you guys not know?
Yeah, like, this is one of those situations, and we've talked about this on seasons prior, where you let the stupid person implode on their own. You don't, like...
You say, yeah, sorry, I didn't acknowledge you.
With an idiot, like...
Sorry, I didn't acknowledge you and say, thank you, Shanae, for returning the shrimp to its rightful owners.
Right.
I was in the middle of what we did see, because it was being videoed, was Shanae walked over with the shrimp, and they were in the middle of a conversation, and then they said, okay, cool, they took the shrimp, and they continued eating the shrimp. She cooked the shrimp. It's just not like rocket science. There was nothing to say to Shanae. She just said, do you want shrimp? They said, yes, give me the shrimp. She didn't bring up a great question. She didn't say, hey, you guys, while I'm delivering you the shrimp, I'm wondering, what are your politics? I'm wondering, does anybody here sleepwalk? Like, it's like she didn't bring anything to the table other than the shrimp. And they were she joined a group conversation. And it's like, so... Elizabeth, though, did go wrong there, where she did lie. So all of a sudden, there's fuel to the Shanae fire, where she's going, no, she's a liar. And it's like, why would you give her that?
Right, right. Fool.
Fool.
And then the bigger joke of it all, too, is, well, Clayton's upset, so he's going to cancel the cocktail party. You guys have been canceling cocktail parties on the last, like, 6 seasons. This was not Clayton's choice. I'm sure the man wants a cocktail just as bad as the next guy. He's the, what are you talking?
No, like, well, low key, you know that they need these people to be drunk. They are literally having shot skis in the rooms, right? Even the producers are drinking with all those fucking close up and zoom outs of the shrimp. They're all fucking drinking.
That was pretty good. The shrimp
is the main character now. The shrimp has become the antagonist of the season.
Yeah. And I kind of loved how they made, Shrimp Stampede, the team name.
It is nice when we see these like glimmers of real personality coming through, like, oh, these girls are kind of funny and cool. Like, well, but and you'd hope that it takes a few episodes, because it's like they're the ones that remain.
Yeah, and they don't know each other yet either to joke around enough yet.
But even then, that is where with Elizabeth, I'm a little bit turned off, because like, again, I might have been second screening too hard, but like, if I remember correctly from the last 2 hours, was she crying and being like, my best friends in the world? It's like, best friends? You don't know each other?
Yeah, like, that's very offensive to your actual best friends.
Can you imagine? I will be so pissed. No, if Molly was on a show being like, yeah, you're going to be my dream podcast co-host. Now, I don't count you, because you and Molly are sisters, so it's sort of like samesies. Like, it's a package deal. But I would be like, what? We have a podcast.
Right.
We have a podcast.
Right.
We have a podcast.
And now you're crying because someone left you, like, didn't you get a chance to be podcast host with them? Get out of here.
Is your best co-host in the world?
No, Elizabeth Solid. She's gorgeous, smart in her own ways. I don't think she was meant for Clayton at any point anyways.
No.
I hope we see her on the beach. I don't think she'll really find love there anyway. But, you know, she can kind of, like, cry about stuff. And
I think this is a question for any listeners that are truly devoted to the Bachelor Nation. I do want to know, in terms of women, who's been the oldest woman on the beach?
That's a good question.
Is 33 too old for the beach?
I don't think it's too old. I think
no,
it's
I don't.
Not,
I mean,
it's
I
not
go,
the average age, but I
I'll
think
go
it
right
happened.
Now. I'll go fucking right now, okay? 35, I'll go right now. But no, it's like, I feel like in general, I do feel like in a situation where there wasn't so much like head-to-head battle, because that's the thing, anybody knows, unless you are like a super devious Pisces, like Shanae, and I mean, we know Shanae has all that Scorpio in her chart. It's like, I totally get where her spidey sense could zoom in on, especially because I think they fucked, but it's like, I could see where her spidey sense would zoom in on Elizabeth and go, oh, this girl is not going to be able to, like, Pisces have a very hard time distinguishing, like, you know, fiction from reality anyway, so to kind of be, like, chest-bumping a Pisces the whole time, it would... I get where she, like, folded in the clutch there because her chart was, like, super Pisces stellium. It's like, don't make a Pisces get into the specifics of the details of the minutia of the fight. The Pisces are the masters. They're on their deathbed. Like let her live.
She was literally in the hot tub. She's like, I don't even know where I was. I live in the hot tub. What are you talking about? I'm a fish.
Right.
Like, exactly. I didn't even realize I was in the hot tub. I thought I was in the air. Like, I don't even understand.
Exactly.
No, you can't be taking advantage of our Pisces queens like that. It's not
don't
right.
Don't do that. Just don't fucking do that.
They're just too sweet. They're crying about best friends that they just met.
Right.
And obviously my cat is yowling again, and she's a Taurus, so I don't know what you want to make out of that.
Well, I think she's just saying, like, cosine.
Exactly. Okay, so, Clayton's friend Clarence shows up.
I thought Clarence was a doll.
Clarence was a total doll. Here's the real question. Why did they send Rachel and Clayton on a barbecue with a bunch of strangers when he has several friends that live in Houston?
Okay, so I just wrote, that was my next note. My question to you, again, second screening. I was going to say, wait, did I understand this incorrectly? Did they just literally crash some strangers' barbecue?
Right. It was very bizarre. And it was like, so why did you hire these strangers to clearly care about people who they've never met before?
Have Clarence have people over.
Right. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. He'd probably do it for free.
Please.
He probably had to pay these people. And they separated Rachel and Clayton for the entire date and had them talking to strangers.
For what?
For no goddamn reason at all.
Well, this is where I do think, like, how many seasons, like, because this is 26th season of The Bachelor plus, what, 18 of The Bachelorette. It's like, we are tired here. The producers are tired. They're like, okay, I know. Let's just, like, put them in the ring with strangers and, like, we're going to get some sound bites. And it's like, no, actually, these guys were just like, hey. But then Clayton is like, yeah, it was great to see that, like, at the end of the day, like, when it came down to it, like, she could hang. And it's like, with who? With who?
Yeah. We don't need to know that she can hang out with strangers.
Right. Have her hang with Clarence. He's there.
Right. Exactly. Like, and obviously, like, had passed his COVID test or whatever because he went and saw Clayton. So, like, what are we doing here? I liked when I think on Matt James or no, someone else's season. Like, I like when they meet the friends randomly. It's great. And he said he had several friends in Houston. We met Clarence. He was joyful.
Right. If we're in the second home of Clayton, bring us home, people. What the hell? We're good. It was like nerd barbecue.
Exactly.
They have never seen a girl as pretty as Rachel.
And the other girl was cute enough too, but she was just like asking her like questions that I know were supposed to be casual, but she was also just like grilling her. And it's like, really, what's it to you? Like, I know somebody put you up to this. Like,
what's it to you?
Like,
maybe
really?
maybe that was the thinking though. Maybe the thinking was like, okay,
maybe,
the producers are sweating. They're like, these shows, they're honestly like fucking print work. It's all the same. We're adding variations. It's still the same. So maybe they were like, okay, we're going to have somebody ask questions where like everyone knows they don't give a fuck. Maybe we'll get some truth. And it was like, no.
No. And I don't think in general, I don't know if you are going to get truth from Rachel. Like, I don't know if Clayton was any other person, if she would still be just as into him. Like, I think I think she seems like a very cool person, very likable and stuff, but she just seems so invested in this already that it's like, is this real? Like, I could see if she was like a Scorpio rising or something like that. Used to do this.
What did you used to do?
Like, try and get people to like fall for me when I wasn't necessarily interested.
Casey, like, that is your greatest value. I told you that months ago. I said, we're sending you in. You're our new publicist. You're our new, you're the front, because that's like literally your chart. Your chart is like, let me let you fall in love with me so I can get all the information. That's like literally your highest value. That's why I was like, you're going to be an incredible reporter or like undercover investigator, because like you literally can. Okay, for anybody that's listening that doesn't know, Casey is a Scorpio rising, Sag sun, Gemini moon. So when I see her chart, I'm like, oh, you're here to get all of everybody's info in order to write or communicate the highest level thinking that can come out of all of these lowest common denominators.
Yes. Yes. Maybe.
No pressure, but you're the voice.
So I would just call him bullshit a little bit on Rachel's whole thing, because I see shit I used to do when I was just like, let me just see what kind of guys I can like get to be into me kind of thing. And like, you know, I just feel she's laughing a lot. She's whispering. She's creating these extremely intimate moments from the very beginning of the date. And just like, it's magic. But if it wasn't Clayton, would she still be doing it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I imagine she's just like flying a lot. And she did say she was in like a bad relationship before. That's sort of like, honestly, that must be like part of the requirements of who gets into the cast. It's like, you've got to be coming from an abusive relationship in order to really get it right here. We want to reward.
You're a virgin.
Right. You're either a virgin or you've been abused. And either way, yeah. We're here to.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're here to redeem you or force you into the fantasy suites. You know, they need to do something to create the drama, which I get. But I will say what this episode helped me with was like last episode. We talked about it a little bit where like I don't even think we met Rachel really before the last episode. And the only thing that we knew about in the last episode was that she was like, I'm looking for validation. And we were like, who are you? And then we saw their like brief interaction. And she was like, I just want to be on the same page that like what we have is different than what other people have. And he was like, absolutely, absolutely. So it's like, okay, this is a clearly edited for television show. There's a ton of shit we're not seeing, and Rachel has been in there, because otherwise,
yeah,
she's like random. She's random.
Yeah, I do think she's a contender. She for
now
sure.
I do. I think to me right now, the top two in the running to me are Rachel and Gabby.
Yeah, I still don't buy the Gabby idea, but
I think Gabby is the kind of woman, like even with Rachel, like I sort of feel like Clayton, again, because of that Chiron moon conjunction, I feel like Clayton might psych himself out with a Rachel, because like she is more conventionally beautiful and she has a really kick-ass job. It's like, what is he in? Like fucking medical sales, you know? It's like he had a stint with the Seahawks for 2 minutes. It's like, I think that Gabby is like on his level.
You mean Rachel?
Gabby. I think Rachel to him feels a little bit like a reach.
Okay. Yes, 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 yes. I think so. Yeah. I mean, I like Gabby a lot as a person, but I don't think that they have the connection that you're vibing on.
It's not that they have a connection. They have a connection, but it's more that Moon Chiron conjunction speaks volumes to me. And it's less that they have a connection and more that she seems like someone who I could see him actually seeing himself with.
Yes. Did you
that make sense
during the football football date when he was like, "You're supposed to block." And she goes, "Why?" And he laughed. He got a good kick out of it too. I was like,
I think he gets great. I think he gets a real kick out of her. I think he thinks that she's funny and that she's fun. And I think at the end of the day, especially when we're talking about a Moon Chiron conjunction, a guy with body issues, a guy who didn't quite make, he did make the NFL for like a minute. He barely got on the field. You know, I think he's looking for someone that actually is going to lighten it all up, make him laugh. I think Rachel is super sexy. She's super badass. She's cool. But she, I actually think, like, honestly, why did he send Elizabeth home instead of Shanae? She's hotter, she's cooler, she's older. I think he was like, look, Shanae, a little idiot, I can keep making out with this bozo and feel like the man, instead of actually trying to speak to a woman who's 10 years my senior, or like whatever, 8 years my senior, and impress her. Like, I think on some level, he was a little bit relieved that Shanae targeted Elizabeth, because Elizabeth actually seems really cool.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think with the Gabby thing too, it's kind of like everybody was trying so hard at the football game that a little bit I was like, did he do this just to figure out, get the good genes, like get the genes and the, you know, like, are the kids going to be good at football too? But then on the other hand, it's like, so all the girls are zigging and Gabby zags and goes,
well, that's the whole Gabby thing. That's
why are we doing this though?
That's why I think Gabby has a real shot, because Gabby be zagging.
Zaggy Gabby. Tell us about Rachel's chart, because this girl overall, I'd call her a whisper, you know? kind of a whisper.
You're going to love her chart. You want to guess her chart?
I think there's got to be some scorp in there.
Okay. What else?
Honestly, I don't know.
What's the whisper sign? What's the whisper sign?
I don't know. What's the whisper sign? Pisces. It's not Gemini.
Pisces.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Okay, so Rachel is a Pisces sun, and she has that sun. It's just worth noting. She has that sun conjunct her Mars and her Saturn. She also has her Mercury in Pisces. That's why she's whispering. And she has her moon at a very late degree of Libra.
I was going to say Libra too.
She is Pisces Libra. Pisces Libra.
Because that's my 12th house, my blind spot.
Right.
So I never see them coming. I never see a Libra coming.
That's how I feel about Taurus. But it's like, right, like, so that, like, where do you see that dick? Where do you see that cockpit?
Oh!
Oh shit. Right. So if there was ever a whisper pairing, it would be Pisces Libra.
Wow. And why is that?
Well, because they're both such like sort of,
softies.
Softy signs. I mean, technically Libra is a masculine sign, but I like to think of Libra in the masculine in terms of like the masculine that cares. You know, it's like the masculine that's interested in a relationship, but it's air. And Pisces is the last sign, let alone a water sign. It's the last sign. You know, Pisces, if you want to think, you know, if the ocean is Cancer and the lake with dead bodies underneath is Scorpio, Pisces is the dew. It's the fog.
Ooh.
It's placenta, right? Like it's sort of ethereal. But it's sort of like the spiritual water, right?
It's so, kind of everywhere, and it doesn't know a container.
Right. It's condensation, right? Mm. So it's like, I feel like this is the chart on an inner level. She is very, cerebral. It's an air moon, but I think an air moon and a fire moon go well together, because especially in Libra, she can kind of intuit. I tend to think that Libras and Leos make very good pairs anyway. And I also tend to think that Pisces and Taurus make good pairs. So in terms of the solar energy and the lunar energy, I think they are compatible. And to me, it's like, okay, so her moon in Libra has her thinking a lot about relationship and about how to be the other piece of what this person needs. He's like a big clunky dodo sending home the wrong girls. And so she's like, even though I'm actually in the power position and I fly planes and I'm actually a badass bitch, she's like, let me play this part and be a little bit softer to your big clunker. And as a result, they both feel really comfortable. But really, like, I think, you know, both Taurus and Pisces are very Venusian in nature. Both Libra and Leo are very image conscious in nature. And
okay.
And a Libra moon fans the flames of a Leo moon. And they both, so it's not exactly conjunct, but I will say that Rachel's Chiron is also in Libra. So it's not a conjunction, wow. but she does have a Chiron moon, you know, same sign, similarity. So it's like on some level, they both are coming from these sort of wounded soul placements. So it's like she's actually been in a horrible relationship before. And he actually was a fat dork, right? And so they both are like, aw, I can make it better for you. And I think that's sort of what they have in common. And, you know, we're talking about raising someone's stocks. We've never spoken about actually bringing them into the other level of the hemisphere. So I think that's,
wow.
I think that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Okay. All right. Wow. Rachel. All right. And it's funny that, I mean, she's got the Pisces going on that Eliza Sheff had, but couldn't make it work. She had too much Pisces. I mean, she had.
Well, I think there's something interesting about the fact that Elizabeth had to be sent home. I could see Rachel actually low-key pushing people out mentally with these placements. Maybe just a thought. Just a thought.
Interesting. Just ejecting them from the freaking plane.
There's only room for one mega Pisces here, bitch.
Yeah, literally. All right. So that's freaking interesting and cool. It's really funny because this weekend I was with friends and we did their, just looked up their like big three. Cause you know, I'm not you. I can't do like the whole chart.
Okay,
reading.
Send them to me. I'll give you a code. Everybody, discounted readings on Casey.
Oh my God. Okay. So, but she had a Leo moon and he had a Libra moon.
Oh, see, I think that's a great combo.
I think so too.
I love that as a combo. Like, I think that Libra moons have enough like self-effacing, like sort of not self-effacing, but Libras will take the apparent L for what a Leo moon needs, which is to be the W. And it's like together, and they both care a lot about image. They both care a lot about being beautiful and regal and sort of respected out in the world. A Libra can sort of offset some of Leo's more undesirable traits.
Okay. Love it. All right. So
rest of the ep. There's like almost like nothing happened.
What?
For the rest of the episode. It's like after, so there was like the big drama at the beginning, then there was the Rachel date, then there was like sports, which really brought, the only thing about the sports was that then Shanae crashed the fucking date after.
Right. I mean, I kind of enjoyed the date and I kind of liked that little, you know, look back at past football dates. It was nice. I will say, whenever you get a bunch of women suddenly playing football who have never played football before, run the ball, you know, don't try and get them to throw it. Powder puff in high school, and you just got to run it, especially when there's an Olympian on the team.
Well, that's what I was saying. So, like, the Olympian, like, just crushed them.
Yeah. It's like, just give her the ball every single time.
Give her the ball and give her a motherfucking one-on-one. She's obviously dominating these hoes.
Yeah. And, like, seems like a very cool, chill person.
I think I like her.
Yeah, I don't know how she's going to be with Clayton because we really haven't seen much of that. But I hope to God she ends up on the beach, if nothing else.
Oh, definitely. No, we need – there have – how many Olympians have we had in the nation, Bachelor Nation?
Oh, I don't know. This could be our first.
No, she is a – batch, she's a Olympian bachelor of color. Like, we must celebrate this bitch. I would her Marlena for next bachelorette.
Agreed.
Let's get an Olympian with some Olympian qualifying men circling her. Please reward this bitch. She's put it in all the effort.
Straight out of Beijing and Tokyo.
Please.
Get them off the plane from the Olympics. Send them to this girl.
If there's any reason to watch when they start, because they are taking up my Law and Order time. Let's watch for potential bachelors from Marlena.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so then also what else happened? Oh, he was very happy with Teddy because she was in every play. But I do think their star is fizzling out a little bit.
Yeah.
It just seemed like she was kind of like, you know, I've been trying to be perfect for my dad and now I'm just, I kind of want to go, like, you know, the spark and the energy wasn't there from her this time. I think she's out of her comfort zone. She's probably talking shit through with the girls, figuring shit out, and he's not there for it because they haven't gotten a lot of time together. So I just don't know. And this is also going off of the previews and having not really seen her in many of the previews of what it seems like. I don't think she's in the final three, but I can't tell. But yeah, I mean, he thought it was very cute that she was like so dedicated to it. So
yeah, I mean, okay, so I'll let's revisit Teddy's chart real quick. She is a Libra sun, Cancer moon. When it comes down to compatibility, what we care about more than anything is moon sign compatibility, because that really right? is, yeah, it really is like the inner nature.
How fascinating is that? Because how many people like date people whose sun signs they're not compatible with, and they're itching to one,
and it doesn't and matter. It doesn't know. Right. It doesn't really wow. matter. Like what actually matters is the moon sign. So it's like okay. at the end of the day, she has a Cancer moon. He has. I mean, actually, even when we're looking back at past seasons, like I could see where. Like Riley and Marisa were hitting right. it off, but it's at the end of the day. I said it. I could get where their compatibility worked, but it's like at the end of the day, their moon signs were not compatible. Like Riley really? Was a Cancer moon. It's like I feel like moon in Cancer with a moon in Leo, it could work, but at the end of the day, these are like the two sort of children signs. These are the two, the moons of the children. So they both have sort of like a young emotional nature, very sensitive, but extremely different modalities
right.
of expressing and extremely different modalities of comfort. Like the moon shows what you need for comfort. That's where it's like, okay, so a Libra moon and a Leo moon, if the Leo gets the instructions from the Libra about what she needs, then he'll be happy to be the fire that brings her back to life, and vice versa. Whereas like the Libra is going to be like, what do you need? Let me balance you out. Whereas a Cancer moon versus a Leo moon, like when you have a water versus fire moon, that's the energy of like there was an eruption in the ocean. The ocean's on fire from an oil spill. I mean, these aren't
like it can't end well.
It's just, it can't end well, and it's not happening in a way that is, it's missing like a piece of organic flow. Even when we see Teddy being like, well, I don't know, do you still like me? I haven't seen you at all. She's actually holding back on her level of fear and upset. And when he's going, oh yeah, I still like you, you're Teddy, I'm touching your knee cut. Like, yeah, I like you. It's like, there is a dwindle. I agree with you that like the spark is dwindling. He's earth fire, she's air water, and the way that it's clicking, you could think like, oh wow, holistic greatness, they're all the elements, but it's like, no, it's about how you could have puzzle like pieces
if they
that
were
go
flopped.
In the right
if like flopped it would just work exactly. so much better.
It's like when you're doing a jigsaw puzzle and you're like, okay, it looks like it goes there, it's perfect there, but like actually the ding dong is in slightly the wrong position, and there will be another place for it. It does go in the whole puzzle, but it you can't shove it. You can't just try to make it fit. It's not going to fit, and it's going to throw the whole thing off. I don't think Teddy's the gal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's interesting. I mean, he seemed so smitten with her from the beginning, but I do think he's kind of wandered around a little bit and seen what else is out there. Like he's more into Shanae at this point, which I don't even freaking understand.
Shanae at least is like coming in hot. Right. So he's like, okay, yeah, you like me. I know you like me, even though he's wrong. And that's like the big heartbreak of this whole thing because he's getting got. But I feel like with Teddy, I don't know. I don't know if based on Clayton's chart, he actually wants to take on taking someone's virginity on national television at this point.
Oh, I forgot she's a virgin.
She's a virgin. It's like that kind of pressure, I think. Like, I think where like Pilot Rachel or Gabby, the Denver Broncos cheerleader, or even Shanae, who's just obviously batshit crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're more interest or not interesting, but they're more compatible with him on some level because like they've lived and he can sort of be the baby bird. Like he can be sort of, he's the hot guy, but then he's also the baby bird. Whereas if he has to actually like nurture someone into being penetrated, I think that's a bonus.
I don't see it.
Grade.
No, it's not going to happen. You're absolutely right. Like he should almost be with like an older in a maturity sense woman in a way. Now, speaking of which, we did get a little bit out of Genevieve this episode as well, where she actually took on Shanae for a little bit. And I think he overheard it somewhat, which I think is good for her in the long run. But we saw that Gemini side have come out of her and her just going, like, she kind of flipped. All the girls were sitting there going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, how are we going to stop Shanae from doing this? And Genevieve actually was the one to like stand up and give Shrimpnado a little bit of hell. So, I mean, I think that was interesting. I think we've not seen all of Genevieve's Gemini sides yet. Mm-hmm. And that was a little glimpse and you love to see it. I mean, someone's got to go toe to toe with this chick. I mean, Genevieve is coming out hot.
Genevieve is the sort of, I think, because she's been around since day one. Like, we've been talking about Genevieve. Not so much that I've felt the need to pull up her birth info, but I certainly could. But I do think
you have.
Oh, what was Genevieve? Hold on, let me see. Do I have it? I have it all up.
Yeah, she's a Gemini sun, and she's either a Scorpio or a Sag moon. We don't know.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that was Genevieve. I take it back.
I said 0.1 for Scorpio because of her baby voice. I don't know.
Right. LOL. Yeah, I feel like Genevieve is sort of like an interesting dark horse in all of this because, like, she hasn't had a one-on-one with him. She hasn't even really made her place known in the group dates. And yet, somehow, she is still a big part of all the action. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, leave it to a Gemini to make herself relevant in the story. God bless. God bless the Geminis on reality TV. But it will be interesting to see sort of what happens when she actually gets time with Clayton. Because I feel like the energy of Genevieve at the moment is almost like the ladies' watchdog.
Yeah. And like I was going to say the underdog. I mean, she's a dog either way. It's a doggy dog world. But she is an underdog. She's a watchdog right now. So when the tables get turned and she gets her moment, which way does she go with it?
I mean, we know with the Geminis, it will literally be dependent on the mood of that day and what the astrology was of that day. I mean, the thing about the Geminis is that they tend to flip and flop. And so mm-hmm. as long as whoever is with, I mean, look, I'm a Gemini rising. Sometimes I'm out there, I'm talking, I'm out of control, running my mouth. Other times I'm in bed, you don't see me, I'm cuddled away. The Geminis are that, the face of dual personality. But I don't necessarily see him with the Gemini because that Taurus sun is so granted, I have a very close friend couple that is a Gemini sun, Taurus sun. It's more about the moon, I said.
Well, if she's a Sag moon, then maybe that would go with his Leo moon, or is that funky Gemini sun?
Yes. If he's a Sag moon, all systems go.
Yeah.
If she's a Scorpio moon, I think it's a no-go.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So, I mean, hopefully we can get the real stats on that at some point, but otherwise we'll just see how this thing ends up.
Somebody recover Genevieve's birth info.
Right. They make it difficult.
I guess it's like they've only just become celebrities. So like it's, you know, we'll get them all up there eventually. Somebody make that a project. Let's make that a project.
Everybody's mothers,
get the birth times.
Some of these people, if we DM'd them and asked them for their birth time, they'd probably give it to us if we do it early enough in the season.
Yeah, we kind of probably could, but that's actually kind of a good marketing idea, Case. Molly and I have been messaging with Carol Razawill about our birth time. So actually, like,
right.
It's not a bad idea.
If the princess of Poland will do it, why not freaking Genevieve, you know?
Please get us the birth times. We want to showcase your souls.
People. I'll be like, listen, Jen, I know you're either Scorpio or Sagittarius moon. Don't ask me how I know it. I just know it already.
I have a hunch. That's how the Scorpio rising gets in. She pretends to be more psychic than she is.
I mean, I've been doing it for years. What are you going to do?
Make her fall in love with you.
Who do you think won the episode?
Rachel.
Yeah.
I mean, actually.
Shrimpnay.
I think Shrimpnay actually won the episode because it's like she has been doing everything.
She actually did. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. Like but that's where it's like, okay, great. You did it. She did the thing that she cared about doing, which was win. And it's like, in the end, it's losing. You can't build your life like that. You cannot build a television marriage on the premise of I'm just beating the other girls episode to episode. You don't want to live episode to episode in this nation, in this trashler nation.
Is she so set on winning because she's an Aries sun? Have we talked about this before?
Well, it's because she's an Aries sun and because she otherwise has that hardcore Scorpio stellium. So she's an Aries sun who's hiding a lot about what's going on underneath. So she would love to have a bachelor win and a bachelor marriage so that nobody asked any more questions about what was really going on between her and Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Chef.
I think the shrimp fucked the chef before they knew what was what. But that's the legend by me.
Amazing. Okay. Shrimp Nay won the episode,
but I think Rachel won the sort of the heart of the episode. Like Shanae won, but it was Shenanigans.
Ah. And Shrimp Nanigans.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
I know I did not get to watch Joe Millionaire because you know why. I got caught up in another show. Have you watched Yellow Jackets on Showtime?
No, but everyone keeps talking about it. I don't have Showtime. That's like the one thing
I'll give you my password. You got to sign in through a computer because it'll say like if you do it on the TV, it'll be like you're not in New Jersey, but it's like I have my family's home. But if you do it through your computer, it is. You gotta watch. I resisted it because it was recommended to me so.
But, and you can't really tell me anything about it, right? Or it will give it away, or will it?
Yeah, it's worth just watching. I really went in with no expectation, but okay. Friends of the pod, Emmy and Ava, both, and I trust these are two like big time television aficionados. What, you know, like Ava works professionally in fashion. Emmy works professionally in television. So it's like these girls know what's good. And with both of their recommendation, I was like, I trust them. And I got to tell you, I watched the whole thing in like a like it
oh, it's over already?
The first season just ended and it took my weekend and I didn't want it any other way. It was excellent. Like really, and it's sort of refreshing to watch really well written scripted television.
Right, yeah.
After like just deucing my brain in this like hellfire of reality TV, like it was wonderful to watch the art of media making. You know, I was a film student back in the day. Like I have a real reverence for the art of film and television production. And it's really fucking. I didn't want to watch, and I didn't want to like it. And boy, I've started the rewatch. I'm like, I got to watch it again. I missed things.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's quite good. So okay. I do think in a way it's worth watching between reality apps because it's sort of like that Libra balance. Like it's sort of like, okay, if you're going to really numb your brain out with Shenanigans, also watch some extremely well done, you know, Kusama television. It's great.
Make you think. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
All right, well, there you have it, Trashlings. Watch something intelligent for once, yeah.
Watch The Bachelor so that you can follow along with us every single week. And check out Yellow Jackets on Showtime. It's truly worth it, and we can discuss.
All right, enjoy that, Trashlings, and have a fabulous week.
You're trash, bitches.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.